In 2017, Kasam was diagnosed with bipolar disorder 1 just before his 17th birthday.
So, bipolar disorder is a mood disorder. And the first thing to know about bipolar disorder is it's episodic. So, folks like me with bipolar disorder will have periods, prolonged periods of weeks or months of elevated mood, which is called mania. And the elevated mood will contain euphoria, delusions of grandeur, an inflated sense of self, all sorts of other risk-taking behaviors, racing thoughts, sometimes agitation. So you're moving all the furniture around in your room and you're pulling your hair out. And that feels really good at times and also feels really scary at times. And for me and some people like me, sometimes I'll even experience psychosis and I'll lose touch with reality. Which is why the book is called Have I Told You About My Superpowers? Because it's from a poem where I think I have superpowers.
Kasam said nearly 8 years after his diagnosis, through the ups and downs, he's now found a new normal. And with that, a greater sense of peace and stability.
Today, the way bipolar manifests in my life is I meditate every morning. I go to sleep before midnight most nights. I take my medicine nightly. And I make healthy lifestyle choices, use the skills I've learned in therapy. But for all intensive purposes, people don't know I have bipolar disorder until I tell them.
Kasam explores deeply personal elements of his mental health journey in his poetry, where his mantras transform his mood disorder into both a gift and a gravitational force that explores what it means to move from chaos into calm.
That's where I get my superpowers from. And those superpowers that I've developed, those skills, those thinking patterns, the empathy I have that I probably would have never developed without suffering in the way I've suffered, makes my life so much richer now that I manage my bipolar disorder.
Kasam's collection of poetry shares in his superpowers, the mundane elements of life, and some of the fun that you can experience in between. And he shared one of his poems from his latest book.
Poem in which I go skiing, because where I've done my most skiing is Crested Butte. So, how I love to feel the feeling of gliding on snow, skis underfoot, jacket zips snugly, goggles hugging tight like a memory so they leave a ring imprinted on my forehead and under my eyes, the mark of snow angels, but without wearing a face covering, so the wind can bite and burn my youthful face, and my tongue can taste snowflakes at what must be 90 miles per hour. And for a moment, I live in the impossible silence of snow falling, swallowing noise as I hurtle down a mountain, chasing my tranquil imagination. That poem is about skiing, obviously, and I like to imagine it takes place somewhere back in Teocalli Bowl. Before the hike out, obviously.
yeah, that part's hard. Kasam said if there's anything he wants listeners to take away from his experience, it's hope.
And I hope folks will, if they take anything from the talk on this interview or the talk tomorrow, I hope folks take that they're not broken. There's nothing wrong with them. They certainly do have challenges that lots of other people don't have. But they're not alone, and there's nothing wrong with them. They just have to, and me, I shouldn't say they, because I am those people. I have challenges that most people don't have, don't understand, and never will be able to understand, because lucky for them, they're never going to be manic, they're never going to be depressed. All that said, that's where I get my superpowers from.
That's writer Luther Kasam V. For KBUT, I'm Kate Ganap.